Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Gary YouTube from Cultaholic.com and welcome back to this tier list malarkey where us two, a couple of Gary YouTubes, a couple of tossers here on YouTube, will rank a series of things in a list of tiers that we have here, ranging from the best to lovely, 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 to all right, to just about bearable, and to get in the bin. You'd think by now I would know exactly what they are by heart, but I still have to read them because my memory is completely shot. I'm joined today by another Gary YouTube north of the border. Jennifer, Gary, Jen, how's Scotland these days?
Oh, it's actually quite grim, if I'm honest. Like, we're in like this weird thing where we can't like drink, like all pubs are shut and stuff like that. So needless to say, I'm struggling.
Indoor bevs, isn't it? Indoor bevs all by yourself. How God intended it.
I was going to say, there's nothing new there.
Well, I've been preparing for this lockdown for the past 5 years.
Totally, I know. Been in training.
But we're here today to speak about some AEW entrance themes and one show theme as well. I thought it'd be appropriate to include one show theme. Most of these Bonnie Lads are produced by a man called Mikey Ruckus. He is the music production coordinator at AEW. What a fancy title, Ed, Jen.
I was going to say, I know. And what a fantastic surname, Ruckus.
Ruckus, aye. Fight, scrap, Ruckus. So we might as well get going, Jen. Why the hell not? I'm kicking things off in a massive way with Yuka Sakazaki, which I don't think Mr. Rook has produced himself. I've done a bit of research. I found a little thing he put on Twitter on the 24th of September where he was like, I did these ones. Don't blame me if the ones that aren't on here are rubbish. Go and complain to somebody else.
They used loads of people at first, didn't they? There was like loads. I'm sure like my friend, like Dev, he did quite a few of them. So
yeah, I think he did a couple. Yeah, I saw his name on the old Spotify official Spotify playlist. But Yuka Sakazaki, Jen, if you're not aware of this one, first of all, what you're doing with your life, and second of all, it's the one that goes yeah 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 yeah, and it's the one that I'm just gonna take the reins on this one. It goes straight in the best. It goes straight in the best, Jen. I don't care what you say.
Are you joking? I was literally, do you know how much I have like proper thought this and written it out? I've written the like the actual tiers and I've been like, no, chopping and changing. I'm taking this one quite seriously, Ross. That's not the best.
It's about time somebody did.
But that is definitely not in the best.
Oh, come on. You're telling me that when that started playing at whatever show it was way back in the day, I know she had a stand-in theme because there was some sort of logistical error with the license rights or something. When that started playing, I think it was a Double or Nothing, the first one, I was going acca pot, as we say here in Newcastle. I felt like I had dropped several disco biscuits. Oh, no. I was in some sort of club. I was going radio rental.
Oh my goodness, I'm like that. Right, do you know what? For that image alone, okay, it stays there.
It gets you going though, didn't it, Jen? Where were you going to put it, by the way?
I was going to put it in good. It was good.
Oh, it's got to go in there.
Like second from the top, because it's a blast. But I think there's some absolute blinders in AEW. So
there is.
I knew. And I've been trying to be really critical about it as well, but you know.
Well, of course, you got to do that, especially with AEW, because if you're too positive about AEW, automatically you're an AEW shill. Even though you might like things WWE or NXT do, if you like things AEW do, that means you're an AEW shill. Exactly, and I hate that about this job. I hate
you can't like both. Like, don't be that guy.
No, you can't like both. But I'll tell you what, since I've taken the reins on this one, I'll give you one in the not too distant future that we disagree on. But next up, we're going for the Dark Order's collective theme. The one that starts with like a spooky sort of
I like it. And then it's the join us bit. Like, yeah, I like that.
It's heavy. Like that, it's got bowels.
Exactly. And I think, you know, it's to the point. It's very fitting with the brand of them. Like, I do think it's a wee bit of a gimmick infringement for the Cultaholic join us. However, I mean, like,
who was on the wrestling scene first saying join us? That's the question I'm asking. And the answer is Cultaholic.
Exactly. So, but putting that aside, because I don't know if we would win that legal battle. I like it. I really, really like it. It's not the best like fact tune I've ever heard in my life, but I do enjoy it. It's heavy, it's good, it's things I like. So I would say it was good.
Yeah, once you get past the really long intro, I think it's a banging tune, heavy with a set of bars.
I quite like the spooky intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like spooky stuff though. So
it just goes on for a bit too.
It does, to be fair, it does. But you know, it takes them a while to get out. So
there's a lot of them, to be fair. Yeah. I guess that's all right. I've gone lovely, lovely, lovely. Is that all right with you?
Perfect. I'm happy with that.
And then we move on to Penelope, as Booker T likes to call her for some unknown reason. I've got no idea why. I saw people defend him, by the way, back at that stage of his life by going, oh, antelope's a thing. So Penelope is obviously how you say it.
You know what? That's a fair point. Like,
is it? But we have Penelope's theme, which of course is some sort of like, oh, I could imagine some sort of bad woman with a convertible car driving down the beach because it's a super bad girl and all
exactly.
that malarkey.
Exactly. She wears sunglasses inside, man. That's how super bad she is. I love this tune. I also think it's a wee sing-along number. I really like it. Totally suits her gimmick.
It's a toe tapper, that's for sure. And she wears sunglasses that are bigger than her head. And more power to her, because not many people do that these days, do they?
Exactly. You know. I like it. I would say, do you know what? I'm going to go lovely, lovely, lovely for that.
I'm going to say, if we're going to put Dark Order in lovely, 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 this is at least, I'm going to put it above Dark Order in lovely, lovely, lovely. If Dark Order would move out the way, Eva Luna, you horrible man. Do we do Dark Order down one tier? Is it on the same tier as Penelope's theme?
Yeah,
like once it gets going. Right? Then we're moving on to TH2, who haven't
appeared hype
Dynamite all too much. But when you hear it, it's very laid back and sort of like it suits Antalico's little.
Well, as we dance, but this is the thing, because like, so his like stuff in the indies was like super like electro-y cool, and it was more like hypey. Plus, I don't know, like, I don't think it suits them that well.
Ooh,
I know.
It gives off serious 420 vibes to me. Like, he's floating on a cloud when he comes out doing his little dance. And Jack Evans is a bit more animated, isn't he?
I love it. All these drug references that you've made so far. AEW is just the mad weight promotion.
Someone's got to take that market. Why not AEW? Eh? I'm sure they don't want it, by the way, but you know. Music in it. That's what music and drugs goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Exactly. Jen? The best music was made while people were on drugs. Exactly. So it's just a fact.
The Beatles would have been crap if it wasn't for LSD. That's all I'm
absolutely with you. I'm with you on that.
But TH2, I'd say out of the four we spoke about so far, I'd say it's the worst.
Yeah, absolutely. I put it in like middle tier, like I think.
I think middle tier is generous, but we'll see how we go.
Yeah, we'll go as we go on. But I don't dislike it.
I like the little piano in it. Like a little tinkle of the ivory.
Do you like a wee bit of Elton John?
Oh, I love a bit of Elton John, me. That's my karaoke song. Elton John and George Michael. Don't let the sun go down on me.
Oh. That's like one of mine as well. Oh, there's a rendition that we need to do.
We'll have to. Yeah, once this lockdown's done, the Cultaholic Christmas Party 2023 will be there.
If I can make it. Make it past 8 anyway.
But I forgot about that. Bloody hell. Long time ago, that. Anyway, we're moving on to Mr. Brody Lee.
I do quite like it. Heavy, it's good. But I actually do prefer the collective Dark Order.
I do as well. Do they have the... It sort of has the same sort of... When it says
it's the
join us...
It's got the join us. It's got the same kind of chat in it as well. Like, I can't even remember like the proper wording in it. But yeah, it's got the join us bit
literally,
in it.
Literally just says join us over and over again.
No, but I'm sure there's another wee bit that it says. Is it not like, no, because it is, because then there's like the wee, or no, is that in the main one, where it's just this wee subliminal bit after it, and it goes, join the Dark Order. Like, and you're just like, oh, okay.
I think that's, yeah, that's, so, that's the collective one. But Mr. Brody Lee's got like all, this, all this bollocks at the start, where he's like, oh, and it's all like,
oh God, yeah. Yeah, no, get that. That's like,
one yeah, below. Them. Yeah. One from the bottom. Whoa. Yeah, controversial. No, we'll put it in there. Get the comments excited. Let like, Jen know how much you hate that call.
Here we go.
You kind of please anybody, so just say it. Why the hell not? Yeah, but I don't. When that starts kicking off, I know that the Mr. Brody character is supposed to be like, oh, I'm bigger and better than all my little minions like John Silver and all that. But when it just the visual and the doesn't quite go together for me.
Nah, it doesn't give you that kind of like the all-powerful leader like vibe, really. But well, hey ho.
There we have it.
Sorry, Mr. Ruckus.
So we have Brody Lee below TH2. Is that something we want to do? Should we move TH2 down?
Yeah, move that down. I'm getting move perspective. That That's what this show builds. It's perspective.
Nothing's locked in until the very end. Then we're moving on to Mr. Brandon Cutler, who has a theme, Jen, that is far better than the wrestler that, well, in kayfabe anyway, the wrestler that he is.
Oh, I was like, really?
In kayfabe, him and Peter Avalon are the pits. But this theme, it could be top tier.
Do you think?
The TPK, I've got no idea what TPK means, but I like that bit at the start with the guitar and whatnot.
To be fair, out of all the guitar riffs in AEW to start a theme, it's good, but it's not the best. Ooh, definitely not.
Well, I'll go top of lovely, lovely, lovely. Is that fair?
Top? Okay.
I'll go below Dark Order then, Jen. That's fine.
I know. Gosh, I'm actually really digging this Dark Order one. I know. Jeez, oh, the longer this goes on, the more I'm like, oh, I'm there.
No, I can see what you mean, though. When it gets going with that deep bit at the end, it gets you. It's a lovely song to walk to. I've been walking. In me time off, I've been walking a lot. And I tell you what, wrestling themes. Dark Orders is one of those you can get a good little march on.
Everyone in the street's just like, what is this guy?
I put my gimp, put me gimp mask on with a purple around the eyes, and then I'm off down the road with the dark, with a boombox, actually, not my headphones, a boombox blaring Dark Order's theme.
Oh, what floats your boat? That's
That's a visual for you. Anyway, so we've got Brandon Cutler in Lovely, Lovely, Lovely. I think that's fair, isn't it? I think it's a banger.
Fair.
And then we're going to the one show theme in this thing, this tier ranking thing, the Dynamite theme, or as the picture says here, you nam it, because it didn't quite fit.
I was like, that is that what it's called? No, I like it. It gets you pumped for the beginning of the show, and I think it goes really nicely with the opening visuals of the show. So yeah, I like it, but it's not, I wouldn't say it was the best. I'd probably put it in the middle.
I'd put it in the middle as well. I like the fact that it says Dynamite. I like the fact that it's a bit, you know, upbeat, quick pace.
Yes, it's upbeat, but it's very generic. It's very generic. We're about to watch a wrestling show, but I'm okay with that because generically I'm watching a wrestling show, so it's good.
And I like the explosions that happen sort of during the song that go together with the old color.
The color.
Yeah.
I like love that too. You do. When things are in sync, I'm like, I appreciate that. Gotta love a thing in sync.
Hopefully we will be for the rest of this video, but I doubt it. There's a technology in it. What do you subscribe to the theory that, because obviously when people were hearing AEW Dynamite way back in the day over a year ago, now they're thinking, wow, they're going to get AC/DC TNT. Surely that's going to be the theme. But then WWE, of course, swooped in there getting AC/DC for them. Do you subscribe to that theory or is it a load of bollocks?
I think, I don't know, actually. I never really properly thought about it. I think I probably would have, it would have been the obvious option, but I like that they went and did their own thing. And I think probably, you know, the fact that they were building their own brand and doing their own thing, then I think going for an original tune that people weren't expecting was a good call.
Fair enough. And by the way, No One Hero is who produced that song. And then we move on to Brian Cage, who has, by the way, he's called The Machine, Jen, right? He's called The Machine. So he has this theme that's got a lot of like mechanical, whoop, like what's it?
It's
like
if it's a actually dire. It's like dire.
If a vacuum cleaner gets like a sock or something stuck in it, it's just going whoop,
No, but it's like, that sounds as if it's like two contrasting metal singers just going like, I can scream louder, and it's like, and I'm like, oh my God, it's awful. Plus I'm like that, the Path of Cage, get that in the bin. Like, it's awful. So, like,
who can stop the Path of Cage?
Like me, because I can just turn it off because it's awful.
Fight and talk from genocide.
I take my themes very seriously, and that is a rotter. So we get that straight in the bin.
Oh, we're going for the bin. Bloody hell. That's a big call. I don't think it's bin worthy, but you know, I'll give you that one, since I had one at the start of the video for Yuka Zaka
Zaka. I'm like, Ross, it's dire. I'm actually going to try and phone you at like pure stupid o'clocks and just be like, wee!
Screaming like a pig. Anyway,
sorry, headphone users.
Mechanical pig. FTR, we're moving on to now. And you can see what they're going for here. The Say Yeah from WWE was iconic, so they've brought that over to AEW. But in doing so, I think it was somebody called Matt Coon who produced this theme, who apparently found the Macho Man Randy Savage himself to sing the song. If you listen to it, it sounds like Macho Man to me.
I can see where you're going with it. I was like, that couldn't have happened, surely. Literally had to have a wee minute there and just be like, no. Like, how did that happen? Like, but yeah, no, it's a belter. I like it.
Do you reckon? I think it's a lot worse than WWE one.
It's the WWE one was really good though. But no, I think it's good. I like it. I would put it, I actually had it in lovely, lovely, lovely.
Did you? Oh, I'll put it at the bottom. I'm not a fan of it personally, but I'll let you have that one. I'll put it in there.
We can put it in the middle later.
It fits the gimmick, to be fair to them. And it speaks about Condry and Eaton and Double A. They'll send your soul to Judgment Day. Respect the past and what it say. You better move your ass out of the way. That don't know how if that's how it goes, but it's cringy as balls, and I've said it anyway.
I love it. And it just fits them. I like it. I think it's great.
That doesn't fit them. That's cringy, that.
I think that's so good.
Ooh, we like old wrestling. Ooh, old wrestling. Anyway, it's a bit too on the head for me. It's a bit too on the head. We're moving on to SCU, which was recorded apparently by somebody called Vex Temper with a little oomph. Is it called an oomphlaut or
umlaut? Umlaut.
How do you say it then? It's above the E in Temper, the first E.
I think it's probably just for show if his surname's Temper.
Vex Temper. I thought he could be from Scotland or Newcastle, to be fair, with a name like that. Vexed Temper. I'm pure vexed me. I'm so angry.
I love it. You must have like have like a pure banging name to get into music. That must be the rule.
What would your music name be?
Probably Genocide again.
You can't have that.
To cover all gimmicks. It would be. Did you see that there's actually a wrestler called Genocide now?
Is there?
Genocide. Uh-huh.
Has she been around longer than that Straight to Hell we did where you told the world about your gimmick?
Definitely not. Definitely not. And she was in some sort of tournament, and I was like, someone tagged me in it on Twitter, and I was like, rude. So, however, I think she could batter me, so I'm like that.
Send her them cease and desist papers.
Could you imagine?
I can imagine a cease and desist paper from you being the most polite cease and desist in the history of
pure pink and scented.
If you wouldn't mind.
Hi, Jenna. Can I call you Jenna?
Right, but SCU by Vex Temper. Where we go? It
SCU.
Features underappreciated thing in professional wrestling today is professional wrestlers who sing their own themes, and the credits to this song have all three of them singing this theme. So mad props.
Exactly. Do you know what else I really like? See, when a wrestling theme does just cause it obviously starts with the SCU, like that, everyone can do that. Everyone can join in. And I really appreciate a sing along. So
I like a sing along.
So do I. So I'm going to put it in the middle.
Because in the middle?
After the SCU hype gets a bit boring. But
They try to rhyme every single line though.
That's very like I appreciate that, I really do. But it's as much as I love them, like I love SCU as a team, every single one of them individually in their own special way. But it's just after the SCU, I'm like, okay, I'm done now.
I tell you what though, I'm so happy that Christopher Daniels has stopped doing that little Freddie Mercury microphone thing, because he was never in time.
Against what's her face? What's her That's terrible.
Oh, Sakura.
Yeah. Do you know, I mean, there was all too much of that gimmick going about for my liking. So, yeah, I'm kind of glad he's finished too.
There we have a controversial one. SCU in All Right alongside the Dynamite theme. Worse than Brandon Cutler and FTR.
Perspective. Okay, move FTR down.
Move FTR down. Mm-hmm. Not far enough for me, but I've got that one, so it's a victory nonetheless. Next up, we're moving on to Colt Cabana. We all know how this one goes. The one made by Kid Russell, I think back in the year 2010. I think it said on the old YouTube, which might be bollocks. I don't know. Didn't do too much research for this one. boom, boom, Colt Cabana. We all know how it goes. Iconic because of its use on the Art of Wrestling before AEW and all around the world. Where are you putting this one?
It's a classic. However, I think in comparison to some of the absolute musical belters we've got, it goes in the middle. Because it's, again, it's a fun sing-along, but it's like, after that, you're kind of like, cool. So.
Do you know any
of the
words?
In the middle, boom, boom, go, come out. That's
it. It is one of those themes that you've heard it so many times, but I doubt many people could sing past the sort of...
Oh, no. Once you get to that bit, like, I think you kind of go, okay, I've done my bit now.
But we're going all right for that one. I think that's fair enough. I would agree with that one. Now we're going on to Darby Allin, whose theme fits him like a glove. Absolutely perfect. It's done by Wicker Phase Springs Eternal. That's a hell of a band name. Are you aware of Wicker Phase Springs Eternal?
I am not, but I am digging their work in many, many respects. I love that theme. Like, I love it. It's like grungy, gothy. Love it.
If you looked at Darby Allin and was trying to imagine a song that would sort of accompany him in a montage from just walking down the street, it would be that one. And the lyrics it all just fits. I don't know if it was made specifically for him, but if it wasn't, that's one hell of a stroke of luck.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whoever picked that, kudos to you. But yeah, no, I think it's perfect. I love it. I actually really like it. And it's a song that I would like listen to like quite freely in my spare time. So yeah, I like it.
I imagine you're a person who just falls over just things that are laying around your living room. Are you?
Yeah.
Just a random, yeah. It's a perfect song for that, isn't it?
I was like that, Jesse. I'm clatty. Don't tidy. Because it's true.
Are we going the best?
I really like it, yeah.
I really like it as well. I think it deserves to be in the best. There's nothing like a theme that fits a character like a glove. It's
absolutely
been lost by WWE over the years when Big Jimmy Johnston left. The themes that really fit a character.
I know, I agree.
And then we're going on to Dustin Rhodes, whose theme started off life in AEW as the most generic sort of horrible little ploddy sort of thing, but it sort of developed and blossomed like a flower or a butterfly.
Like Dustin did. I like to think, although not that I'm saying that he was generic or rubbish like in the start, but he's grown, he's done that, as has his theme. Now, I love this because it's basically a rip of Papa Roach Last Resort. Like, that's what it is. If you listen to that and you don't start going, cut my life into pieces with it, honestly, it's a total rip of it. And I love it. That was childhood. So, I wanted to put it in the top. However, because it is blatant plagiarism, it's going in lovely, lovely, lovely.
I think it's lovely that it's blatant plagiarism. If indeed it is blatant plagiarism, I'm just taking your word for this, Jen. Because WCW back in the day, everyone's spiritual father for AEW, the amount of plagiarisms they did back in the day was disgusting.
I was going to say filth. Absolute filth. That's what that was.
DDP ripping off Nirvana, Jericho, bloody, who was his? Even flow it was, wasn't it, back in the day?
Pearl Jam.
So there we have it. Lovely, 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 lovely we're going for there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And then just because we spoke about Dustin, we might as well speak about the Natural Nightmares, which is the single most generic wrestling theme I might have heard in the last 24 hours.
Oh, absolutely. It is just like, create a wrestler or create a faction. Like, it's just like, it's good. It's, you know, what it is. But I would say...
Bearable.
Yeah.
Not quite bin-worthy, but bearable.
No, definitely not bin-worthy.
I guess it fits them because it's sort of like, it's the Natural Nightmares. Bit harsh on Dustin maybe, but cutie, Marshall.
Same.
Now, what's your thoughts on cutie, Marshall, Jen?
Yeah, fine.
That's what everyone says. Moving on quickly to Eddie Kingston. And I bloody love this theme.
Stop. top.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Unreal. Like, to be fair, Eddie Kingston could literally have come out to like a nursery rhyme and I would have loved it. I'm obsessed. I think he's the best. But I think that is so good. See, with like the organ in it, and it's like a bit spooky and a bit creepy, because like he also has some, like, his personal musical taste is incredible. So
what's his personal music taste, Jennifer?
He loves the Gorillaz. Did you know?
Did he actually? Does he?
Loves them.
I wouldn't have that done.
I know. Do you know what? You wouldn't. Nah. And I popped so much because I love the Gorillaz too. And I popped so much because he came out, I'm sure it was in NWA. He came out with a Gorillaz t-shirt on and I was like, yo, Eddie Kingston's my new guy. So that's it. Like, but yeah, top.
Yeah. You ever heard of the WWF Aggression album, Jen? Did you ever listen to that one?
Yes, I have. And I've been on many Inside the Ropes tours where that has been on Spotify.
Oh, it's a fantastic. For some reason, my man bought me that when I was like 7. And I didn't understand what was going on, but I had a great time. And Eddie Kingston's theme, just listening to it this morning, it reminded me of Triple H's on the Aggression album. And I had to just have a quick search as to who did that. And it either sounds like the lyrical work of a man called Mr. Cal with a K or Raz Kass. So there's some music knowledge that might be completely wrong.
There's everyone's homework. Figure that out.
Hey, if you haven't heard the Aggression album, go and listen to it. It's basically rappers redoing wrestlers' themes, and it's amazing. They're all so fantastic. Good. Even Vince McMahon's. But we're moving on to Riho and a song called Eternal Beauty. And I think it's eternally annoying. Video game music, it does my head in every single time I hear it. What do you reckon?
I don't, because I quite like video game music, I do think that it's quite overused now, and especially just when it's like that. Or are you of Japanese descent? Or have you been in Japan for a long time? Well, just whacking a bit of the 8-bit. It's like, what? Why? I'm like, it's not bin-worthy, but it's bearable.
Oh, by the skin of its teeth, it stays out the bin, in my opinion. By the skin of its teeth, oh, just... Because I watch AEW as well at 1.5 times the speed on my Fight TV access thing. And at 1.5 speed, that's even worse. It's so bad. I hope they change it for her, bless her, when she comes back. Anyway, we're moving on to Private Party, who had a damn fine theme before it was changed anyway. But I reckon the brand new theme, which is produced by BKGD Audio, the one that just says shots a lot. I think it's better than the original.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's I can't remember what show it was that we were watching when I was like round. It was obviously the pre-COVID era. When I was round at Kenny and Ollie's, or like Ollie's house, one of their houses anyway. And that came on, and obviously I was a few shandies deep at this point. And I you would have thought it was the greatest song I'd ever heard in my life. And I'm like, oh my God, is that Private Party? Like, you're like so all about it. And I'm like, shots. Yeah, so I love it.
I wasn't aware they actually used you for that bit at the start.
Do you know what? How good is that? Like, oh my God, is that Private Party? That's good, right?
Sounds just like
you. You hate when I do an accent.
Oh, it's that Essex one you do. It's like you're a different person. You get possessed by somebody else.
Oh my God, is that Private Party?
Oh, bloody hell. It's that party. Oh, horrible. Party. Oh, it doesn't suit coming out of your head. Anyway, Private, best or lovely? I think that's the conversation.
Get it in best for me, because it's that's a party tune. If you're a couple of, a couple of shandies deep, that's a banger.
That's a drinking game. Take a shot every single time the word shot is used in that song and then see what happens.
That's a death wish.
And
that's
then
what
see what
is.
Happens. But it's the 3-6 Mafia feeling. Throw it back to Mark Henry. That's what I'm on board with.
Love
in
it. Love it. Get in the top.
And then I think Mr. Ruckus made this one. We have Jake Hager's next, where he speaks about hurt a lot. Hurt. Hurt. That's all I hear when I hear
it. not a fan of it. Definitely better when he comes out within our circles. But yeah, I would definitely...
Sorry, I've got to mention Inner Circle's generic sort of the group theme, because I didn't put it in this list, because to be honest with you, I forgot it was a thing. But that's so generic, isn't it?
I was going to say, that's generic, but then again, apart from, I'm trying to think of all the kind of like actual factions, like they're all fairly generic, like big factions anyway.
Well, like apart NWO from, and stuff.
Apart from Dark. No, not NWO. Well, I mean like an AEW, sorry.
Oh, an AEW.
No, I mean, where's Big Sexy? Like, why are we talking about this? But yeah, no, I would say aye, because that's, I kind of, I prefer that to Jake Hager's.
Hager's, all right?
All right. Bearable.
It's all right. I think it's for a different audience to you and I. I don't think we're the ones who sort of appreciate the is that rap?
I know. Is that the rap music?
what the children listen to today? Does that theme slap? You know, is that what the kids say?
Does that slap? Do kids say that?
I think so.
Oh dear.
Me and Matthew bigged up Mike Awesome's ECW theme on the podcast, and there's a video on YouTube of it, and the people say like, yeah, Ross was right, this does slap. And I'm like, yeah, it slaps. Ah, yeah.
I said that. Even if you created that, then that's amazing. If you've like subconsciously just said that. Like,
no, I just think it's the kids who weren't alive when ECW was a thing, looking it up for the first time and going, yeah, that slaps. What would we have said back in the day? That's proper. That's a beat.
We said beast. We said beast. That's a beast. That
we said
thing.
Tune.
Tune. Oh well, tune is like I tune like aye. That.
Mike Awesome's theme is a tune.
A really funny story, like on a bit of a side note, but I'll be quick. When I worked in a bar when I was like 18, we went out with one of our managers who was like a good bit older than the majority of us, who were like late teens, early 20s, and we went out, and instead of going like, oh, tune when something came on, he went, oh, song, and we were all like, excuse me.
That sounds very David Brent, that.
I know, it was so funny. We were just like, oh, song. So that's now a thing. Anyway, carry on.
Joey Janela.
Love it.
I like it as well. It's that retro 80s sort of like...
But you know, so many folk are doing that now, but I always associate him as like the first one to like properly do that 80s kind of like, what's that film that everybody goes on about? Drive kind of like synthy thing. Like, I totally always associate with that with him, and I love it.
Yeah, I've developed a fetish. Why am I? I'm just taking the reins on this one. Where do you want to put it? Lovely, lovely, lovely. The best. Where are you going?
Lovely. I would put it in lovely, lovely.
That's fair. I've developed a massive fetish for synthwave.
So have I.
Oh,
like Kalvinsky, all that kind of stuff. I love it. And dream pop as well. That's been my lockdown genre.
I spent a full day and a half just listening to synthwave on this like music providing service we have just to find a new theme for WTF, because I was like, it's got to go. The current one's got to go. I've got to have synthwave.
I like it.
There's a YouTube channel as well that redoes like wrestlers' theme. It's got like Kane, Slow Chemical and stuff, but it's like synthy. Oh.
Oh my goodness. Link me to that. That's amazing.
It's unbelievable. I think Aleister Black's and Brock Lesnar's, I think they're all on. Oh, fantastic
Aleister
work.
Aleister Black's would be a treat to listen to in just synthwave.
Go driving through Newcastle City Centre at like midnight, just with me windows down with this blaring out.
It's very Ryan Gosling of you. I love it.
Fits me perfectly, that. Anyway, then we move on to John Moxley, his song done by Violent Idols. Yeah, I've got to come clean. Long-time viewers of these tier list videos will have seen me and Adam Pacitti sat here on one of these things back in the day. I forget which one it was. Was it the... I can't remember which one it was, but Adam Pacitti said to me that Dean Ambrose's WWE theme was a lot better than John Moxley's AEW theme. And I, to be honest with you, I was knackered. It was 9 a.m. in the morning, hadn't had me morning coffee. I just sat there and went, yeah, Adam, I agree with you. I need to retract that statement big time, because it's nowhere near as good, is it?
Like that, don't you dare. I'm offended. Like, I actually was about to just sign out of this meeting right now. We are done here. But like,
yeah.
I mean, questionable choices in life.
Travis, it's wrong in his opinion.
I know. But honestly, not a chance. Get that right in the top. I think that is probably, and this is going to go out on a limb, I think that is probably in AEW, the most, like, get you pumped entrance tune. Like, it gets me... I made a running playlist. I decided I was going to try running during lockdown.
And how did that go for you?
Well, I spent more time making the playlist than I did running, right? But honestly, that was in it. And I was like, oh, I could definitely, muscle up a wee jog to this. It was so good. I love it.
There's a theme that's coming up later on that I think trumps it in the adrenaline sort of, whoa, I'm going to punch a hole in the wall stakes.
I'm intrigued.
I'll let you know when we get there. And next up, We're going back to Mr. Ruckus, and this time we have Big Swole's theme, which says the word swole a lot.
Swole. I mean, does what it says on the tin, really. Middle.
Middle, all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, it's all right.
It suits her character down to the ground. Yeah. She comes out doing that little skippy dance she does. Oh, it's fantastic.
I mean, yeah, it's unoffensive, but unimaginative.
Unoffensive. Jungle Express we go to now.
Jungle Express? Jurassic Express?
Jurassic Express. I'm thinking of Jungle Boy. Jack Perry, like, can't get him off there. I've done a Jim Ross, bloody hell.
I was going to say, what on earth? Like, especially to me, number one fan, how dare you? Jurassic Express. Right. We all know what I've got, obviously.
Grafton on Luchasaurus. How's the Grafton going?
I mean, he's pretty much probably blocked me on everything. At least muted me, because I don't think he's a blocker, but he's definitely muted me like that. Please leave me alone. I do like this theme just purely because it gets me hyped, because I know I'm going to see Luchasaurus. However, I think it takes a long time to kick in. And yeah, and then after that, I do quite enjoy like a jungle noise. It kind of makes me think of the Rainforest Cafe, you know, it's good. Like, so yeah, no, I put it in lovely, 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 but I think I am being generous.
I'll go all right then, since you are saying you're being generous. I think that's fair. I think it's okay. I don't know what else you'd do when you've got like a boy and his dinosaur and Marco stunt as well. I guess that's the only sort of direction you could go with the sort of exactly. Jungle noises and like the filmy sort of feeling to it. Yeah.
Totally. Like,
when they debuted that little glass shaking bit though at the start before the song. Oh, that was a lovely touch.
Love it.
And then we go on to Britt Baker's theme, which I thought, just listening to it, would have been a Mikey Ruckus special, but it's not. It's made by Downstate, the people who did Cody's theme. And
Role model ones? I found two for Britt. The role model one.
The one she uses currently, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoy this.
The doctor will see you now.
You now? I love it. I do. I just love it. I just love her gimmick, man. Like, she's... I just love her.
Yeah.
I put it in lovely, lovely, lovely.
Oh, that's... I thought it was higher than I was expecting.
Oh, really? No, I do. Yeah. Like, to be fair, but then again, I am just a bit Brit daft, so...
Yeah. Well, I'm just there you... It's weird to think back to the start of AEW when she was like this... like bland sort of like I'm here to be a baby face but like I've got no real good reason why. Exactly. Here I am smiling. That's it. That's all I've got.
I'm your local dentist.
Yeah. Hello. That's all I've got. Now she's like literally the female Chris Jericho, you might say, of MJF. Totally. Or something like that. Fantastic.
She's amazing.
Props to Tony Schiavone for getting waxed.
That was honestly, I was howling at that, because that is my life in a segment. Because I work in a beautician's doing waxing, used to be a dental nurse, and I'm an announcer for wrestling.
So Britt Baker and Tony Schiavone are your parents?
I swear, they could have been. Could you imagine?
I'd love that. Imagine if they actually... Oh, no, don't imagine that. What am I saying? Moving on quickly, we go to Kenny Omega, whose theme was made, sung, played by a man called Little V Mills. I think I've got that right. A man with lovely long hair and lovely long hair. He's got lovely long hair. I don't know.
I was going to say, like, do you know what? That's enough. That's all you need in this day and age. I'm going to be really controversial here. I really like it, but I know so many people would want to put it in the top. I'm going to put it in lovely, lovely, lovely. Because
why is that?
See the start of it, like the chat in it, I always thought like, oh, this is going to be like, because you look at Kenny and Omega, right, you look at his gimmick, you know what he likes. I was like, this is going to be classic 8-bit or a bit Final Fantasy or something. But that wee speaking bit at the start, I was like, this is going to be heavy and this is going to be good, because it feels like it's going to set you up to like a kind of metal kind of effort. And then it's like, oh, okay, no, we're Final Fantasy again. It's very epic feeling.
It still slaps though, Jen.
Does it slaps? Slaps. Is that what they do?
Yeah, that's what the kids do.
I was gonna say, we've just like decreased in age by at least a decade. I love it. So I'm gonna put it in lovely, lovely, lovely.
I will put that in lovely, lovely, lovely for you, Jen, and I will watch the comments melt.
My only criticism
is just for it, like in the vacuum of it being a wrestling theme, is like when it used to use the long intro with the like little and it had him walking through the streets of Tokyo, I assume.
Tokyo, yeah. I like that.
That was too long and too subdued for the start of a wrestling theme. I like it when I'm not watching AEW, just when you're watching YouTube, browsing some wrestling themes. It's nice there. You're like, ooh, oh, lovely stuff.
Just like, come on, man, can he get it?
Exactly. So there we have it in lovely, 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 and not the best. All complaints directed to that woman there with the most expressive of faces. I completely forgot that was a thing until just now.
I know. It's been a while.
Uncle Dave recently.
Not recently, no.
That's a shame.
I know, gosh.
I thought you'd be on the phone every day to him.
So did I, really. I was waiting.
What a prick. Anyway, moving on to Kip Sabian, whose theme started off. I thought it slapped with no lyrics, but when it put lyrics on it, oh, it slapped even more.
It's good, but do you think it suits him?
It's like a cocky sort of, you can imagine a peacock strutting down, you know, the old famous grouse advert on telly.
I love those.
You can imagine Kip Sabian's theme being on top of that famous grouse, like strutting his way down the street and that.
That was such a good wee head ball as well. So good. What a reference. I don't know. Like, there's something that doesn't gel. And do you know what? Maybe it's because I love Penelope Ford so much more that I'm like, it pales in comparison to it. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's all right. I go in the middle.
Whoa, I'll go top of all right. I think it deserves. That's really harsh.
Do you think I'm being harsh? Okay, fair enough. What do you think's better? Do you think that or Penelope Ford's, if you could only choose one?
Oh, Penelope's. Got to go Penelope's.
There you go.
I guess that's fine. We've got it at the tier below. We've got it on the same level as the Dynamite theme. Is that fair? SCU,
fair.
FTR, Colt Cabana, Jake Hager. We need to bring Hager down, don't we?
Yeah, Hager's awful. Why did we put
that
in the middle?
Got to go bearable. Swole is in all right. And then he said it wrong again. Jurassic Express. That's in all right as well.
Why on earth did we put Jake here? What were we on like 10 minutes ago?
I don't know. What's he say? FOMA. Is that it? The FOMA? He's got a FOMA.
FOMA.
A food boner, I think he said after one of his Bellator fights. A FOMA.
My God. No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we're presumably on the same thing as him because he is clearly whacked out of his mind. Anyone who saw Five Star Wrestling will know what I'm talking about because he was Radio Rental there as well. Moving on to Lance Archer. And, well, watching, just to date this, we're sat here. This is my first video back after my break, right? We're sat here on the 23rd of October. I'm easing my way back in before starting back with WTF for Hell in a Cell, which will be out by now. Oh. It's confusing.
I'm like, I don't understand the schedule.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so this is my first video back. And the last AEW before the 23rd of October, Lance debuted a new theme. And I disagree with it wholeheartedly because everybody dies. And it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I don't know who did that. Someone did that on YouTube and I listened to it. I can't not hear it anymore. But everybody's eyes were going full here because it's the better one, isn't it?
I was going to say, yeah, it's way better. But saying that is still pretty grim.
Is it?
It's a hot, I don't know. Maybe it's just the premise of everybody dies. I'm like that. Oh, well.
They don't literally die. They just figuratively die at the hands of Lance Archer.
Of Lance Archer, yeah. I don't know. I'll put it in the middle because there's like some pretty good wee metal riffs in it, but it's not.
We should have made a different tier that just said slaps. I would have put it in the slaps tier, me. I think it's a fantastic theme, especially because it's like it fits with John Bon Jovi as well. Love a bit of JBJ.
I need to go and watch this video. It would ruin my life, but.
Oh, it's every time you hear it now, you can't unhear it. It's one of those.
Oh, well, I won't hear it anymore now. He's got his new one.
Yeah. I don't know why they did. There must be some
probably,
sort of license.
Probably because of that.
Big JBJ.
That's it. Big John and Richie Sambora are like that, right? You.
Moving on to the multifarious Matt Hardy. Of course, I think we've heard two different themes from Matt Hardy in AEW. We've heard the broken one with the piano and whatnot. And then I don't know what the other one's supposed to be, but it's rough as a badger's ass. It's the sort of when he's 90s Matt Hardy with a tight shirt on, he comes out with this woo, 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 woo. I don't know what it is.
That noise was amazing.
Squidward. Is it Squidward? No, Patch. No.
No. Woo, 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 woo.
Futurama.
What is that? Futurama. Is it still?
Dr. Zoidberg, yes. Martin Kirby. sort of sounds like that if you were to play Dr. Zoidberg's mouth on a guitar, I guess.
It makes me like it now.
But I've grouped this all together because I think they're just sort of similar levels of goodness in terms of this tier ranking thing. I'm not taken particularly by either of them.
No, me neither. Like, they don't get you hyped, and they don't they suit his gimmick. Like, that's what they were doing, was that they were playing to that gimmick. But yeah, they're just kind of like, as you are. So I would put second from bottom.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I guess the
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, songs in the sort of 50s gimmick kind of, well, the 90s one doesn't. I don't know what sort of gimmick the 90s one's for, but I've never heard anything like it. But I guess the Brooke one fits. So yeah, Bearable's fine. It does its job. But moving on to someone who I don't think is officially signed with AEW, but has appeared a hell of a lot over the last little while, Mrs. Thunder. Well, I don't know. Miss
Thunder Rosa.
Rosa.
Get that in the top. I love it.
This one slaps. I need to stop saying this word.
Do you know what? I'm going to start because this does slap. It's so good.
When you heard Thunder Rosa's theme in full for the first time, who or what did you want to slap, Jen?
Literally, I'm not even joking. I was going to like proper Goldberg my door. I was like, that'd be like, yes, like this is so good. It's so, so good. I love it. Plus the wee kind of like, you've got the bit of like, I was going to say flamenco. I don't mean flamenco, but you've got that kind of like, you know, that kind of influence in it as well. But it's just so like, I love it.
Pure aggressive. It's a great theme. And moving on, we're going from the great to the what I personally think is bloody terrible. Nero's theme.
Right.
I'm the best.
Disappointed.
I'm the best man.
Yeah. I'm the best man.
And then have you listened to it in full?
No, because I can't be bothered. It's so bad.
The lack of professionalism here is disgusting, Jen. You've got to put yourself through this. For the viewers watching, you sacrifice your body and your ears.
I 100% thought you were referring to the lack of professionalism that whoever made this song for Miro, because like, geez, no, what, like that must have been somebody who was like, oh my god, we better like write something dead quick. The best man, like, yeah, we'll just repeat. Like,
I mean, the start isn't the worst bit. It's like, I guess that because you listen to his WWE thing, when it sort of gets deep into it, you sort of get this. I don't know what musical instrument it is because I don't know music at all, but it sounds like maybe a trumpet or something like that. Someone in the comments, a French horn, it might be one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Cuba?
Could be within the
brass section.
A violin. in the brass section. And they must have listened to that bit and sort of put that in this one. But it is a song. It's just terrible, I think.
It's actually so gutting for them because, like, I think everybody as well, like, this could maybe then be our, like, fault as fans and everybody hyping and thinking this is going to be, like, yes, because everyone's so excited to see Miro. And then you're like, huh?
What are they doing making him a heel? We've watched him in WWE for so long. He had that little bit with Rusev Day when he was a proper babyface and everyone was going Radio Rental. I think he was the top merch seller in the company. We're gagging for him to be liked, but of course Vince McMahon can't have a foreign man being liked. That's not allowed. No. If you don't come from America, you've got to be a heel because you're not American. You're a prick. And then he comes to AEW and you're thinking, well, they're going to just see what happened there and capitalize on it. But no, he's a video gaming dirty bastard. I know you said the D word. That
I was going to say, I was like,
the diddler. The diddler word.
I know. But you kind of wonder if maybe he's, you know, because obviously he's doing all his Twitch stuff. Like, you kind of got to wonder, like, how much of a hand he's had in this to say. Like, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I want more from Miro.
I guess we've got to be patient, Jen. But that's the thing with us wrestling fans. We have no patience. But Miro's theme, where are we going?
I'm going to go. I'm not putting it in the bin.
I will. It's in the bin.
You know what that? No, it's like one of those moments where I'm like, I'll look away.
Scorpio Sky, I've decided to put his new theme in there. His his singles theme, Reach for the Sky, obviously influenced by Woody from Toy Story. 90s proper retro theme, early 90s sort of vibe. I love it, me.
I do. I really enjoy it. It's a wee toe tapper itself. Yeah, no, I like it. I prefer it to the SCU theme.
So do I as well. We've got SCU currently in the all right tier. So this is one of the top two tiers. Is it lovely? Lovely.
Lovely. It's not the best.
Not quite the best, but it's good. And then we're going on to MJF, which I think is some sort of, you know, public theme that AEW are using. WWE did the same back in the day with the Hardy's theme and Crash Holly's theme and stuff like that. I was watching Top Gear back in the day and Crash Holly's theme started playing. It was a trippy experience even back then.
Really?
It's funny. In some sort of public library or something. Sam knows more about it. I don't know the technicalities of it. But MJF's theme fits his character wonderfully because it's so bloody, what's the word? It's just so annoying and then,
it's like it's not cheesy, it's like smarmy and yeah. I love it. I think
I'm gonna claim I can play the electric keyboard, but I can't really, so here's a couple of notes. That's that sort of thing. But there's a theme on the Spotify, there's an official AEW Spotify playlist which I listen to in full almost in preparation for this video. And there's an MJF version where it's got words, and I cannot wait for the day where he starts using it, because it's the same sort of it's the same tune, but I've just put words on it. It's so much more annoying. It's fantastic.
I think that's what I heard as well, and it was like, I'm better than you and all this kind of stuff like that.
I'm better than you.
I love it. I think it suits him.
Yeah. Right. So
it's not the best.
How do we grade this? Do we grade this in terms of just if we like the song or if we think it suits the guy? This is a hard one.
I was going to say, to be honest, we probably should have figured that out at the beginning of this video.
Because this one is a song. It's not good, is it?
Oh, it's a song. It's terrible.
But it fits him well.
It fits him well. Do you know what? Let's play it safe. Let's put it in the middle. Because we're unsure is what way to go.
Because we are a pair of cowards.
Yes.
Brandi Rhodes, next up. And,
what do you say?
We just spoke about a really annoying theme and the I'm good. And it, she cuts a fantastic promo, does Brandi Rhodes, which is a heel promo. It's fantastic. I don't want to ever see her wrestle. I think we've got a lot, so many more AEW female stars who are above the pecking order in terms of wrestling than Brandi Rhodes. So watching her wrestle and hearing this theme with its sort of dreary, I'm going in to win. It's a package, isn't it? Then she gets in the ring and she tries, but I don't get anything from her wrestling.
To be fair, yeah, like she is one of these people who's actually quite lucky, who works in wrestling, who actually doesn't need to wrestle at all because she's got every other thing going for her, like everything. So yeah, no, I agree with you, and I just really don't like that theme.
Accentuate the positives, and this theme I think is a bad, not bin worthy, but
it's not bin worthy, but it's like it borders on offensive.
Does it?
For Brandi. For Brandi, because you're just like that. She deserves so much better. Why did she agree to this?
I mean, she's had this because I watched her take a thumbtack bump. It was at WrestleMania the 33 weekend, 2017, I think it was. We went over there. Who was she wrestling? I can't remember. We watched some sort of show and she was there. And she had this theme then, so it goes way back. So she's had plenty of time to change it, but she hasn't for some reason.
Jeez, I know you, like, who's not telling her? Who's not being a good friend and saying, Brandi, get that too.
Oh, those noises at the start annoy me. Moving on to the Young Bucks.
Top. Get it in.
Top. Oh,
love it.
Controversial.
Absolutely. What? How is it? It's so good. Like that instant shred at the beginning, you're like, you're like so into it.
Do you know what that shred does?
Party. What?
You know what that shred does? It slaps.
It slaps. I love it. Don't get me wrong. The minute that the kind of like be the elite start or be elite chance start, that's when it kind of goes south. However, then they fling in that slapping, quite literally, riff and get it back up again. So yeah, I like it. Super kick party.
There we go. Okay. Top tier. The best tier. Moving on to Orange Cassidy, who kind of recently went through a change. Of course, he used the Best Friends theme for a while there. I thought that was perfect. It didn't need to change. And it took me, it's maybe taken me until this week, perhaps, to get used to this brand new theme for Orange Cassidy. Yeah. But I think it works. Because you look at him and he's just so like, I'm Orange Cassidy and all that malarkey. I'm not going to try. And this theme, it doesn't try, does it?
Doesn't try. I know. That is probably, do you know why? Because I love Orange Cassidy so much. And you're so right, like on brand with his gimmick. It's perfect. But I was just like, don't know. I'm not sold on it yet. Maybe
it took a while, but at the start, the couple of like the boo at the start, I quite like. I sound nothing like that, but you know what I mean. The couple,
I was like,
a couple of notes at the start there. I like that. Right, Orange Cassidy, where are we going?
I'm tempted to say the middle because it potentially will grow on me. Middle.
I think that's fair.
Sorry.
I think that's fair. It's a definite downgrade for Best Friends that, of course, we're going to speak about later on in this year, tier ranking ting. But next up, we have Proud and Powerful. If I wasn't proud, then I wouldn't be powerful.
Powerful.
Ho.
I don't like it.
You do not?
I don't. Which is annoying because I love them, but I really don't like this. And I don't know why, but I'm just like, I just can't get into it at all.
I love the start of it with the dogs and the helicopters and the gunshot and grabs you by the bowels.
No, I think maybe that's why I don't like it. It's because of all the dog barking. Maybe it just gets my anxiety going. So I'm like, what's wrong with that dog? I don't like it at all. Like, I put that in the bin.
Whoa!
I know.
That's like knock me back in my chair.
I know. But this is the thing. I love them. But then when I hear that, I'm like, I'm sorry.
Can I allow this to happen as the man with the mouse?
You said I was allowed. You overruled me.
I think I gave you one earlier, but just to see the comments melt. I'm going to put it in there. I don't agree with that at all. I would maybe put it's at least all right, if not lovely, 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 I would say.
You're joking.
Oh, no,
really?
I'm not, Jen. Oh, it's lovely.
Don't, because I do like a wee bit of the rap music now and again. But I do you know what? It's that dog at the start and the noise. And I'm like, too much. I don't like it. And I get that what it's supposed to try and represent, you know, with their gimmick and all this. But no, I don't like it. Stresses me out. That dog needs help.
Does not inspire you?
No.
If I wasn't proud, then I wouldn't be powerful.
No, it inspires me to go and phone the dog's trust. No, I don't like it.
Fair enough. And then we have a song which is titled Ghost Town Triumph by a man called Vincent Pedula? 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 However you pronounce that. Hangman Page.
I love it. But... I don't think it goes in the top.
You just
tier.
Went like Essex accent again. It was horrible.
Oh, did I?
The butt.
Oh, sorry. I was just trying to articulate for a change. No, I really do like this song, but I don't think it's top tier. I think it's lovely, lovely, lovely.
And why is that?
Is
it because you heard someone on Reddit put like some electric guitar over it and it's a lot better?
No, did somebody do that?
Yeah, someone did that, yeah, and it's a lot better with the guitar, I think, anyway.
Do you know, I think it's maybe just because it's, like, quite, I don't know, I want a theme to get me pumped for it, but I just feel that's quite, like, I know, and I know he's like, kind of, like, thingy, but it's just quite, like, huh, it's, like, kind of easy listening. Like, I could imagine being on hold to my bank and listening to that. Do you know what I think?
That visual of him riding that horse into the arena.
Oh, don't get me. The visual, The visuals, and even like his like VT, like for his tie-in, like I like that with the horse shadow, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. But then that just goes like, da-da, like it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just, it's lovely. It's lovely, but it's lovely.
I think you're being harsh on it, Jen. I think you've just come here on this tier ranking video thinking I'm going to be harsh on every single, excuse me.
Just like that, all of you. Like, I'm telling you, 2020's changed me. I'm not nice anymore.
Damn contrarian now. So moving on, we go to Lucha Bros, Mexican. Mexican.
Big Ken from Mexico.
Ken Barlow. Cerro Miedo. Meet us in the ring. I think it goes. Cerro Miedo, meet us in the ring. Something like that.
It's hilarious. Like, I don't know why. It just makes me laugh when it's like, Mexico! Like, at the start, and I'm like, oh, there you go. I put that. Where did I put that? I put it in all right.
Oh! I think that's harsh. I need to stop shouting in this microphone.
I'm like, be loud. Be passionate, Ross. What are we like?
People don't like that, Jen. People like to sit back with a glass of Coke and watch this to chill out at the end of a long, hard day. Not have a fat Geordie man berating them.
I was going to say, they're not. They're going to be so stressed out by this video.
So, yeah. Well, all right.
Right.
Show you're working. I'll explain that one.
Do you know what it is? It's just the Mexico at the start of it. I'm like, oh gosh, like a lucha tag team that are properly screaming Mexico at the start. I don't know. Maybe it's just been done to death for me.
Ooh.
Like, because then you're seeing like Thunder Rosa, who's obviously she's still got the kind of like, you know, something from her roots with like laced within the song. But it's actually more like, yeah, like, I don't know. That's my reasons.
You just prefer a slappy theme rather than a laid-back theme, don't you?
This is true. This is very true. I want something to get up in my face and just shout at me.
An underrated aspect of this theme, though, is the little in the background. Ooh, spine tingling.
That was really on pitch. I like that, Rob.
Hey, I was in the choir till year 7 and then me bowels dropped. But now we have Ricky Starks, who has, oh, this has got to be top tier. Jennifer, it's like a sassy, imagine, right, a proper sassy late night TV talk show host, right? Imagine if like Paul O'Grady, he's got some sass. Imagine if he was on at like 11 o'clock at night, right, doing his Paul O'Grady show. That would be the theme for that show. It's like that. It's like prime time, but sassy. An undercurrent of sassy. I'm here on Paul O'Grady. The revolution is televised.
Ross, I put it in all right.
Oh, why?
Because I love Ricky Starks. Like, I love him. And I see what you mean about the kind of sass element, but I just wanted it to be cooler and like more smarmier, like more smart. Yeah, I just wanted it to be cooler. It's not doing it for me.
I think we're going to fall out here. I'll put this in the best, but you can have one in the future, Gem. I'll make that sort of bartering thing again.
You have not put that in the best. Get that out right now.
No, I'm standing my ground here.
We are going to have a fight. you're dangerously close to coming off the Christmas card list. That's for sure.
Well, you weren't even on mine because I don't send Christmas cards because I am bar humbug incarnate. Easy for me to say. Ricky Starks is fantastic, though.
He's amazing. Like, don't get me wrong, I adore him. And I love his character. I love, like, see, even though because he's doing like the smarmy character and stuff like that, and there is quite a few like smarmy characters within the world of wrestling just now, I think he stands out for some reason, like leaps and bounds above people. He's amazing. Like, he's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's a brash theme for a brash man. And that's why I've put it in the top tier. But now we're going to go.
Good enough for him.
Shut up. We're going to go now.
He missed us.
I know, it's been nice to speak to another human being for the first time in a while. Pac, out of my head. You're out of time. Insert noises that are futuristic and woo. I don't know what it is. This one doesn't get me going at all.
No, not at all. I don't know if it's like his, like, I'm even trying to remember, like, his blooming WWE theme. Like,
he had the first, obviously taking inspiration from his WWE one again. The NXT one was all sort of futuristic and all that. Mm-hmm. But his King of the Cruiserweight one, when they sort of tweaked it and put the heavy riff in there.
When he made him heel, yeah.
Fantastic, like, stuff, all on board with that one.
That was good. But yeah, I just don't... not doing it for me, Ross. I'm not going
doesn't,
to lie.
Doesn't, no, it doesn't do it for
and
me.
And I love Pac, like, love him. But
obviously,
not...
he lives down the road from here.
I know. Did somebody not say that they seen him in, like, a Pure gym? Like,
it was a trampoline park.
That was it, the trampoline park.
Sam saw him practicing his flips in a trampoline park.
Like a wee red arrow off the beams.
Adam Pacitti saw him in the Quayside Weatherspoons, apparently. I think I remember that correctly. In the Quayside Spoons.
I can't believe Pac was at Spoons. Oh my
What
God.
I can't believe is he went out. Do you remember those promo packages he did like this time last year? And he was on the bridge and stuff and walking down the Quayside in his undercrackers in like October, November weather here.
Newcastle.
He is a hard man. A hard man.
Absolutely. I love him.
But I think his theme for AEW should be a lot more smarmy. Because when he's like, hey, buddy lad, I'm the honey badger. I'll know you, bastard, face off and all that malarkey. It should be a lot different to what it is. And they've obviously just taken inspiration from his WWE theme and missed the mark, I reckon. Sorry, Mr. Ruckus. I reckon you've missed the mark. No. If indeed you did do this one, which I think you did.
Did he? Oh, Mr. Ruckus.
He's going to hate us, isn't he? That must be the worst thing when you work so hard on music and you just got a couple of Gary YouTubes taking the piss and saying they're not very good.
I know. But mind you, we gave him the best compliment. He's probably got the best name in wrestling music.
Mikey Scrappus. Ruckus. I love that. Pack. Bearable?
Bearable.
Bearable. Don't do it for me. God, I can't wait to read this comment section. And then we have Team Taz's collective theme. Now, Taz, when he returned to AEW Dark Commentary, initially had his own theme, and that one slapped Jen. It was
a banger.
And he was prodding along the stage like he does, like only Taz can, looking like a fridge. Well, and that theme was fantastic behind him. Now, this one's slightly different. FTW, Bring It On, I think it's called. The beginning. Am I shouting too loud for you?
No. I'm just adjusting, sorry.
You were just going... At the beginning.
Was I?
Yeah. The beginning, you see. I've got written down here, it slaps hard. But then it turns into a big...
No.
A bit generic from there on out.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know why they didn't just keep the Taz thing going, because that was great. Mm. But yeah, no, it doesn't do it for me.
It's all right or bearable. Top of bearable, middle of all right, that sort of territory, I reckon.
Yeah, that's hell. It's like it's on the fence between the two. So we'll put it at the top of bearable, because then at least it's the top of something.
And that's what everyone's goal in life is, isn't it?
Exactly. Be the best in your category.
Dedication's what you need. Remember that show, Linford Christie? If you want to be the best.
Be the best, yeah.
If you want to beat the rest, dedication's what you need.
Mm-hmm. I do.
I don't know what dedication
is. Inspiring. Inspiring.
Moving on to a theme which, if you were to say it was a wrestling theme to a complete stranger who maybe hadn't seen AEW before, they'd be saying, what are you talking about? That can't be a wrestling theme, in my opinion. Sammy Guevara.
I know. But do you not think that's... I quite like this because they've, like... who did this? Who's the rapper guy that did it?
Is it Montese? That's what I've got written down on my notes.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, Ross, you and I, we've not made a secret about it. We're not really down with the kids' hip hop rapping music, you know. We're not quite there. But yeah, I think that's like the fact that he's obviously got this guy who I think is maybe like a deal and like a big deal in rapping. I don't know. To do this for them. I quite like that. But I don't really like the song.
And we're here to talk about the song, not who's singing it. So.
I know. No, do you know what I mean? It's like something that they've done for Sammy Guevara, like, because he's obviously very trendy and very young and hip and cool within himself. So this is like reflection of that. But me personally, in my music taste, it ain't no Thunder Rosa. So
I know. I think that must just be it. I'm sat here 28, you're sat here 39, and it must just be lost on us, you know.
I feel about 39 to be fair.
I feel 57. Anyway, Sammy Guevara, where do you want to go?
I'm going to put it in the middle.
All right. Mm-hmm. We'll go in there. And then next up, we have a song that would give a paracetamol a headache. Vicky Guerrero's theme. Unbelievable. This just goes straight in the best. It's a shame we haven't heard this song every single week on AEW Dynamite. I don't know what they're doing. She rocks up and then becomes Nyla Rose's manager. Nyla Rose is like, I need to become a champion or something. And to do this, I need Vicky Guerrero, even though I've done it already by myself. And then they've just disappeared off the face of the earth. But this song,
I know.
But this song for Vicky Guerrero, someone's just had her record an excuse me. Put it on one of those musical boards. I don't know what they're called, and then just mapped it to a button. And then Mr. Ruckus is just pressing that just like they're clappers.
If that was Mr. Ruckus that did this, then take a bow, sir.
I believe it was.
Can I just say that's my favourite saying now? It could give a paracetamol headache. <That's so good.
laughs> It would though, wouldn't it? It's unbearable. Oh, it's fantastic.
But this, it just is perfect. It's so perfect because of that. Oh, I need more Vicky Guerrero in my life, man.
I don't know why they brought her back to such a big, because it was, Nyla was like, I've got a secret to tell you all, and tune in next week to find out, and there's Vicky. And you're thinking, wow, this is going to be amazing. And then it's just really... There must be a reason.
Her daughter was on it as well. Her daughter was doing some stuff during the women's tournament.
The ring announcer.
Well. Yeah. Uh-huh. So
the ring announcer. I don't know what that was.
I'm having a wee drink. But like, honestly, I don't know where she's gone. Please bring her back. I love her.
And especially with Nyla as well, because when Nyla was feuding with Shida, like, whoa, here's your kendo stick, bitch. Poo. See you later. I was all on board with that.
So make me laugh when I come here and drink.
So then we move on to Wrestle and Flow. We all know Wrestle and Flow, don't we? You know Wrestle and Flow?
Yes. The rapper.
Sang Adam Cole out at that takeover 25, was it? I hope I'm right.
He's so good. Like, I'm glad that he's actually getting properly used for themes. Like, his stuff was like, I mean, I remember that being on that. In fact, you know who it was? It was Molly Spartan that like first introduced me to Wrestle and Flow, because she was I'm sure she was speaking to him actually. I know, and I was like, "Ooh," but like not in that, more just like, "Oh, are you getting a theme or something?" Like, he's amazing. I love him. Yeah,
that's quite an inspiring thing, isn't it? Because I'm sure I might be wrong here, but I just became aware of him by making themes for wrestlers just off his own back, not really being requested for it, just doing it for the good of the content.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's how he just started it. He just like started like doing like his own stuff and just putting it out there, and folk just went bananas for it, because like I can't remember who it was that started like properly retweeting him, like what name it was, but then he just got this big build and she was like, he's amazing. Like, she was pure into it. She's always on the ball with these cool hip trendy things though. So
does she use slap in everyday vernacular?
Probably
envious of her. Anyway, Sean Spears, his theme is done by Mr. Wrestling Flow.
That's why I like it. Probably. It's good. I think it is good. It's better than his WWE theme. I would say.
It's certainly a different vibe.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Certainly a different vibe.
I like it. I actually just put it in the middle, but I put it at the top of my middle.
The top of the middle. Knocking off Kip Sabian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean Spears knocking off Kip Sabian.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what all the dads want. Sunny Kiss. And I'm sorry, I'm a fan of Sonny Kiss. It's a travesty. He's been so underutilized on Dynamite. I'm sure you know his first match on Dynamite a couple of months ago. Something mad like that. Like his first proper match on Dynamite a couple of months ago. Something baffling like that. But the theme he's got now.
What, Concrete Rose or something? I quite like it, it's different. It's like it's a wee dancey number. Like, it's not I would have thought they would have done something a bit better, to be honest. But
I was expecting more along the lines of like Naomi's theme, maybe that sort of vibe, but like more trancy, more upbeat, more bobby.
No, I would have said something more like I can't remember. Like, there's a, like, my pal Daniel got me into this amazing, I can't remember the guy's name. And it's like hair, nails, do it. Like that kind of like the kind of like RuPaul kind of like drag, like club scene tune. I would have thought it was more going down that road. But no, it's like they've kind of gone just for like a very poppy thingy. And I like it. It's nice. It fits.
I think it's the pace more than anything. If they maybe just put it on 1.25 speed on the YouTube player or something like that, maybe it would be a lot better. I don't know. It's just like...
Concrete Rose. I think that's a funny nickname as well. Like,
which is a hard flower.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it. It makes me smile. It makes me smile, as Fair does enough. Sunny Kiss. Sunny Kiss makes me smile a lot.
Where are we going?
Lovely. It is lovely.
I'll give you that one since I took one earlier. Who did I put up there? Ricky Starks. So there's your one back for Ricky Starks going in the top tier.
Okay.
Moving on to Cody's theme.
I love it.
It's a classic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I love it. Like, I would say top tier.
I'd say top tier as well. Mm-hmm. And especially when the Dark Order sing it. Did you see that? Or what? A week or two ago?
No, I didn't see
Fantastic
that.
Scenes. They do what everybody does. Adrenaline in my soul. The Cody Rhodes. Everybody does it, don't they?
I love it.
No need to say any more about that. It's just a great wrestling theme. No,
it's just good. Yeah. It's just really, really good. It fits him perfectly. And yeah, love it.
I'll tell you what did my nipples in though, Jen. When Cody Rhodes was the biggest babyface in professional wrestling this time last year, however it was, he had that massive, obnoxious, like, prelude to these to his theme with for the biggest baby face in wrestling.
No, but I think, yeah, that's very heely. It's very heely. I get it. But I actually really musically liked it. Musically, I liked it. Yeah. It was very, like, because it was choral and orchestral and very grand and epic.
You know music. You choral.
Choral.
What's that
like
mean?
Like a chorus. Because it was all like, oh, it was like choral singers. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I might have made that word up, actually.
And earlier on, what was it, Moxley's theme? What did you say about Moxley's theme again? It was the one that made you want to punch a hole in a wall the most,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, I was gonna Goldberg my door.
Butcher and the Blades is the best AEW theme, in my opinion, and it's the one that makes you want to punch a hole in a human being, never mind a wall.
It's darn good, I'll tell you that. It's darn good. I still prefer Mox's, but... Get that in the top.
It's straight in the top. I'm not having any other answer. It's good, unbelievable. Good. It's like three. I love a bargain, me, Jen, and it's like three songs in one. If you listen to the thing in full, it's fantastic. It starts off like it does, and it speeds up and it slows down. Oh, Mr. Ruckus, who made this theme, me hat's off if I had one. My hair looks like a hat. I could pull it off.
Tip my hat to you, sir.
Fantastic. What a theme. Best, maybe the best theme in wrestling today, in my opinion. It slaps. Whoa. It slaps hard.
Whoa, that's a statement.
Who is this the best theme in wrestling today? Off the top of your head. That's off the top of my head. There's obviously a better one out there, and everyone's going to go, ooh, how can you say that?
we've not covered it yet, in my opinion. And we're going to, hopefully.
Oh, you're talking about Wardlow's theme.
Yeah, can I get off? No.
All right. Wardlow's theme. It's Wardlow. Oh, right. Spoilers, Jen. Build up the tension a bit, will you?
I thought I didn't know you were being like dramatically paused. I thought you were genuinely like that. Jen, tell me.
We're speaking about Wardlow's. We might as well do Judas now. Judas goes in the top, doesn't it? Straight away, no questions asked, because everyone sings along. And if people sing along, it's a hit.
Exactly.
But Wardlow's theme now.
Wardlow's.
This is war. This is war. To be fair, after you get past that malarkey at the start, it sort of sounds like Disturbed. And I quite like that.
Well, that's very unfitting with him being a big man.
A big Disturbed man.
A big man who goes to the gym and probably listens to Disturbed.
Fair enough.
It's all right, isn't it? It's very your generic metal kind of creator wrestler.
Oh, I think it's a bit better than that, Jen. I think you're being very harsh. I don't know what's wrong with you today. Normally you're very positive.
I know. I'm telling you, I have been so critical recently. 2020 has really, like, this is it, man.
Oh, yeah. We've all been through. Will Hobbs now. Now you might have, you know, Will Hobbs's theme. Willpower.
And to me, yes, I do know this.
And to me, who knows nothing about music and who was like last on top of what am I trying to say here? When I last knew what was going on in music, like in 2012, maybe. To me, it sounds like Jay Zizzle and Kanye West, those lads in Paris. I'm not going to say. But, you know,
I was going to say, I was like, I like where you've gone with that. Like
those lads there over in Paris on the holidays. So it's a bit like that to me. Once you get into it, I might be wrong.
No, I can totally see it. I can see it, but I'm not really, again, not totally sold on it. So, like, I don't know. You can put that wherever you want. It doesn't bother me.
I'll go all right.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I've got horrible burps today. Huel is making me burp like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, really? Don't I'm on the energy drinks and I'm like, oh, I'll be rattling in a minute. I might actually just have to go and put on Moxley's theme and just be like, ah!
Go for that run you've been promising yourself. Why the hell not?
No, I might just add to the playlist. That's working enough.
And next up we have Abaddon, who has some sort of creepy piano number, and then it goes into some sort of heavy drums bit, and then it goes proper quick for a bit, and then it goes slowly down a bit more, and it fits a character fantastically well.
It fits a character, but it's like a bit like,
what have you done now?
I was going to say, what is this? I don't know. My laptop's gone mental. But it fits her character so, so well. But it's a bit like, it's a hard listen, to be honest. As a listener, I'm a bit like, oh, what's happening?
I mean, that's the point, isn't it? Because she's scary.
Well, true. Just a lot of, I don't know. I still don't really know how I feel about Abaddon. Like, she's just quite scary. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know how you feel about it?
I don't know. I just don't know how I feel about her character, I don't know. I just kind of, whenever I see her, I'm just like, are you just like Rosemary? Like, what? Like,
ooh.
I don't know.
You would never have said that like a year ago.
I know. I'm telling you. I've turned heel. Like, this is it.
I think the makeup she wears is absolutely fantastic, and the contact lenses and the stuff in the mouth and whatever it is. It's
gross. Like, it's like, which is, I know the point. But I'm like, kind of, I don't know. Maybe I'm just kind of like, because Rosemary was doing it, that kind of thing, for years, and it doesn't seem, I don't know. I feel awful now. I know, I feel really bad.
Are we good and all right or bearable? I think it's around that. Just because it's a gimmick theme, isn't it? It's not really, if we're going to sit here saying songs are good, we're never going to say that one's good because it's for a character.
No,
and then we get to...
I feel really bad now.
To be honest, I reckon if Rosemary could do that makeup, she would, but I don't think she can. She doesn't. That's even cattier.
I was going to say, I was like, look at us, man. Fill with tea.
We're spilling the tea everywhere, sister. That's a saying, isn't it? Then we're going on to Hikaru Shida. And just like her wrestling matches, when I hear her wrestling theme, I feel nothing.
Like, I know. I'm like, it's a shame. Like, it's not a shame, because I just feel like, I feel bad because obviously the hype, and I just don't get it.
She's good. She's obviously a technically good.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Like, talented and stuff. But I just don't. I'm not enthralled. I don't want to watch. Like, no, I don't want to watch. But do you know what I mean? I'm not gripped. She's no Britt Baker, right?
No,
like, that's somebody that I am like proper glued to the screen to watch.
That's a fair statement. But I don't know if it's just symptomatic of AEW's women's division as a whole, because it's a proper afterthought at the minute. Like, you see 3 or 4 minutes per Dynamite, don't you? It's one set. Wait, it's normally like a Britt Baker talking segment and a 2-minute match, and that's it.
Yeah.
But Shida, I'm not invested in Shida at all.
Not at all. So, I'm looking at that.
And it's a jolly old tune, which, by the way, gets a lot better the deeper you go into it, because it breaks down into some sort of saucy jazz. Like a similar...
Talk to me of the saucy jazz. You know, that sounds great.
The sort of... I don't even know if it's jazz yet, to be honest with you. The sort of... like crooner music. Like, come fly away, let's fly. Like that sort of pace and that sort of like that sort of feel.
A wee bit of the bubbly.
No, not the bubbly. He ruins Christmas, that man. Every year, when he comes out from his hibernation and ruins December. Oh, Oh,
we are gonna fall out.
I'm doing the Shaw Samuels thing now. That when I see Michael Bublé at the end of the year, that's what I do.
Mug of the week there, mug of the week.
I just don't like Bublé and what it is.
I love Michael Bublé.
He's talented. Maybe it's because he's a talented, handsome man, and that's
he's a perfect man.
That's everything I am not.
you are your own Michael Bublé.
Whatever that means. Sheena's theme. Where are we going? Bearable. Yeah. And I don't know if she used this in Japan, but it's that criminal thing that wrestling does where you get a superstar from the Far East and it's got to have all the tropes and the musical instruments of a Far East wrestler. I don't know why.
I'm saying. If it's between that or like about 8, but like that's it. It's just like, okay. So I don't know.
And then we get the Chris Statlander's theme.
Love it.
Come and take a ride with me to a brand new galaxy. Hold tight and close your eyes. I will leave no one behind.
I love that.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't it? I absolutely love it because it's got that wee kind of like, for want of a, like it's got the wee kind of like alien-y kind of noises and stuff like it. A wee bit of like, do you know what like reminds me of? The wee bit in like the good bit, the only good bit in that Spaceman by Babylon Zoo. Like, meow, like those kind of like noises. Yeah, like I love it. I'd put it in the top. I love it.
Oh, I'd put it in the second top.
Okay, I'll go for lovely, lovely, lovely.
We'll go in lovely, lovely, lovely. I like it when it gets a bit heavier towards the end.
Yeah, totally.
Mr. Ruckus knows his way around a heavy, slappy theme, doesn't he?
He does. Honestly, this is what he should stick to. He's like, he's good at that. Love it. Heavy, slappy theme.
Speaking of heavy and slappy themes, we then get to Nyla Rose's, which I thought was better without lyrics than with lyrics.
Yeah, no, so did I. I did enjoy it. I actually enjoyed it more when it was like lyricless. I really like it. The music, it fits her gimmick perfectly. I know they've got the kind of like tribal kind of element to it and stuff. I think it was great. Loved it.
That horn sound at the start, that sound that's made by a horn at the start of the theme, it's very ominous and scary. Like, oh, yeah, bloody hell, I've heard
totally,
the horn.
Totally.
On that way.
It's like, do you know that? Remember the noise in Lost?
I've never seen Lost.
Have you not?
No.
It's good.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it's like that kind of like, that might not be the noise and loss, that might be something else. Someone will let me know, no doubt. Wow. But that noise, I was like, ooh, it's good. Yeah, I love it. It's good.
Top?
Sorry. Not in the top, it's lovely.
Lovely, that's fair enough. And then we'll round things off with the song, which if you don't say this is in the best tier, I might as well just end the call now. Best Friends.
I've had it in lovely.
Oh! This is Mr. Ruckus's second finest work behind Buttering the Blade.
No, I had it in lovely because there's other ones that I really preferred, but it's great. It's great.
Fantastic though, isn't it?
It is great.
Bow, 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 bow. So, join in, bow, bow. It's so weird and it's so like you would never expect to hear it in a wrestling show, would you? And it just fits them when they come out.
But that's it. It fits them perfectly. Yeah. And it's just like there's something about it. Like it just makes you smile. Like it really, really does. But you would never choose to listen to it.
Oh, I would. My girlfriend, it's her, she plays it relentlessly.
Does she?
Relentlessly. It's getting to the point. You know when you listen to a song you really like and then you hear it one too many times and you start to think,
wait a minute, this has crossed the line.
Best Friends theme is getting there.
But yeah, no, I think like it's lovely. It is lovely. There's something about it. It just fills you with joy. It really does. I think it's probably because you're just going to see them. But like, do you know what I mean? It's not the best though.
I've put it in the best though, because I will fight you until the death, because that belongs to me. To be fair, I think I've had 3 in my favour, you've had 2 in your favour, and that's almost fair.
I was going to say, it's your show, you can do what you want.
So there we have it, we've come to the end, 54 different tunes we've talked about there, Jennifer. As always, we need to find out what is the best of the best, so I'm going to ask you a series of quickfire questions. Don't think
I get to decide this.
Yeah. Good. So this evens it up. This makes it fair. Right. Is Yuka Sakazaki's theme better than Darby Allin's?
No.
Is Eddie Kingston's theme better than Darby Allin's?
Yes.
Ooh. Is Private Party better than Eddie Kingston's theme?
No.
I'll move that already because why not? Moxley's better than Eddie Kingston, isn't he, for you?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Thunder Rosa better than Moxley?
This is not, like, no.
Is Young Bucks better than Moxley?
No.
Well, I don't know what's the point in asking, but is Ricky Starks better than Moxley?
No.
I agree, to be fair. Vicky Guerrero better than Moxley?
No.
Cody better than Moxley?
No.
Butcher and the Blade, which of course it is. It's better than Moxley's, isn't it?
No.
Oh, you bastard. Judas better than Moxley?
Yes.
It is, ooh. And then finally, Best Friends, is it better than Jericho?
No.
So there we have it. Straight from the horse's mouth, Jennifer,
believe. I become.
Judas
is in my mind.
You having a good time there?
I was going to say, it was like almost being at a Fozzy concert. I know.
same amount of people there as all. I don't know why I'm saying that. He gave everyone coronavirus, didn't he?
I was going to say, at least there's no masks.
So there we have it. That's our tier ranking for, well, most of the big AEW themes. No doubt I've missed a couple, but you know. That's life, isn't it? We kind of do everything well. 54, we talked about there. Judas by Fozzy, used by Chris Jericho, is, of course, the best AEW theme. Jennifer, before we depart, any closing thoughts on this lovely, lovely day?
No, I'm actually going to go and listen to Mox's theme and clean my oven.
Get a professional in to do that, man, Jen.
No.
Oh, God.
That.
I had
my oven's not that bad. My oven's not that bad. I keep on top of it.
I had the same oven since I moved into my flat 4 years ago and hadn't cleaned it once, and I had it cleaned this year.
Oh, I was going to say you would have had to get a professional.
Yeah,
that,
I did.
Surely.
The best 60 quid I ever spent that, Jen. But you can still see in, so I was thinking it's not too bad. But then there was one day, right? I was just cooking something in the oven and then opened it up and then smoke came out, even though it wasn't burnt.
Totally.
Something was in there. Something was in there. And the fire alarm went off because I was in I'm in a flat building. So the fire brigade got called automatically. So the fire brigade came out and everyone had to get out the building. And the best part was, right, I was just stood there nonchalantly in my corridor outside my front door. And this fireman comes up and he's like, "Whoa, where is it? I'm just like, "Oh, it's in there. It's just something in the oven that caught. It's fine. It's fine." He's like, "Right, stand back. I'm like, "It's just something in the oven that caught. It's fine. He's like, no, stand back." And he's like getting the door like that and keeking in. As if it's some sort of like massive inferno is going to meet him on the other side of the door. I'm like, it's just something in the oven that's caught and set the fire alarm off. It's fine. He's going like, no, I need to check. Like, he's doing his job properly, to be fair, but that's a pointless story.
It's just my chicken Kiev. Yeah. It's just my chicken Kiev, mate. Don't worry.
Yeah, it was some form of chicken thing that caught. It might have been a chicken dipper, as Ali G would say back in the day. Aye. Well, I don't know why I'm saying this. Let's end the video. We've been here long enough. I have been Gary YouTube from cultaholic.com. Been joined by yet another Gary YouTube, also from cultaholic.com. My oven has been cleaned. Jen's going to clean hers now, listen to John Moxley's theme. I reckon she would get it cleaned quicker if she listened to The Butcher and the Blades, but that's besides the point. We'll see you next time on this tier ranking malarkey. See you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.